Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Anna with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Renegade Queensland Senator Gerard Rennick brought his party to court and lost. The LNP senator sued the party after losing his Senate spot during an internal party ballot last July. He claimed that he was entitled to appeal this ballot and his appeal was not lost by the expiration of time. Judge Glenn Martin dismissed his application and ordered him to pay standard costs yesterday.
Billionaire politician Clive Palmer has withdrew his development application to build a huge
car museum on the Sunshine Coast. Council officers had recommended the 32,000 square metre building with 879 car bays be rejected for several reasons. Additionally, the public response to the development was overwhelmingly negative, with only 723 submissions in favour of the project. Palmer withdrew his application just hours before local council were due to vote, leaving opposing community members overjoyed.
In national news, the result of the investigation of the Optus data breach was published on Wednesday by the Australian Telecommunications and Media Authority. About 9.5 million customers' personal information was exposed because of the data breach in September 2022. The authority claimed that the cyber attack was not highly sophisticated and Optus could have fixed a simple coding error 4 years before the attack happened. It shows the failures of Optus to notice or fix its vulnerability.
The iconic Trades Hall Union Building in Melbourne was defaced with anti-police graffiti yesterday morning in relation to the latest pro-Palestine strike. Cops Defend Genocide, ACAB, Free Palestine and Cops Out of Trades Hall were written in orange spray paint on the pillars of the 19th century building. Trades Hall Secretary Luke Hilkari said the act was cowardly and performative activism.
In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has continued his Asian visit, meeting with Vietnamese leader in Hanoi yesterday. This follows his meeting with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday, which was intended to strengthen ties between the Asian Pacific and Russia. Putin signed a series of agreements with Vietnam on Thursday to further cooperate on issues regarding education, oil, gas and technology.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with cloud increasing during the late afternoon to evening. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 and the UV index is predicted to reach moderate 4. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.